Despite last year's tax increase, projections show deficits ahead in the Park City School District's budget. The bottom line shows that in 2014, the preliminary budget has a $180,000 deficit and in ensuing years, several million-dollar deficits annually. Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley says these are just projections, but that the budget will be examined at Tuesday's school board meeting.
What our business administrator does, and he's worked diligently in the last 2 years, is to really get in and know what each and every account has in that, and then being able to do projections. I will tell you, they are projections, and just like this year, we weren't expecting the 4% growth that we had, because over the last 10, 15 years, it's been anywhere from 0.6 to 2%, and this year was 4.2%. So we were one of the largest growing districts per capita in the state.
Conley says they'll look at the budget in terms of creating more efficiencies. A large element of that comes from examining all the programs and the district's learning plan.
And so, again, these are projections, and we need to be very cognizant of programs. And I'm asking each and every director to look at their budgets and make sure that we're being the most efficient that we can. And that is another reason that the district learning plan is so critically important, is because it really does prioritize our spending. And when you look at a budget going from just what you said, about $180,000 possibly this year, to up to maybe $2 million in the future, we need to be extremely cautious and aware of our programs that we're implementing.
She says the rainy day fund, while in place and accessible, is not a means for sustainability for the school district's budget.
I mean, one of the reasons that I truly believe that we have the best team in place is because we are looking at each and every program. We are looking at how to become more efficient and looking at our class sizes, because as we know, that's where we have our most impact, is in the classroom, and making sure that we have the class sizes and the most effective teachers in place to do that.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Dr. Ember Conley. An additional tax increase, Conley says, is not planned. The budget will be discussed in Tuesday's school board meeting at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard beginning at 9 a.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.